Good morning, church. We can sit down. It's a great month, right? I hope we're expectant in the month of April. This morning I'll be speaking on something I've titled The Heart, Gateway to Your Miracle. The heart, the gateway to your miracle. Father in heaven, we just come to say thank you for another time in your presence. Lord Almighty, we ask that you speak to our hearts this morning. Let us be blessed and let the glory be yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The heart, the gateway to your miracle. You see, no matter the enormity of the miracle we're expecting from God, no matter how long we've been waiting for the miracle, it has to pass through a gateway. And the gateway is the heart. So the question I want to ask you this morning, that is the gate open for the miracle of God? Is the gate accessible? Is my heart right? You see, the heart can either be physical or spiritual. The Bible says, a joyful heart is the health of the body. A physical heart is seen by the physician, the medical doctors. But there's a spiritual heart. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Sometimes I wonder, Emifurami, do I understand my heart? Do I understand my mind? He says, who can understand it? The doctor of that spiritual heart is the great physician. You know, the physical heart, we have the medical doctors here. They cater for us. The Dr. Folashiris, thank you so much for taking care of us. But the spiritual heart can only be handled by the great physician, Jesus Christ. The spiritual heart is the mind, is the seat of emotions. It is where we decide to take actions. It is our will. The heart is the source of everything. I just hope you can understand, you can relax and maybe understand, and even after this message, when you go home, go and think about it. The heart is the source of everything. Everything emanates from the heart. Is it fear? Isaiah 35 verse 4 says, say to those with fearful hearts. Fear emanates from the heart. But sometimes you feel it in the physical. You see some people, their hearts start to race. Their physical heart now. Their head starts to get swollen. Fear starts from the heart. Your plans start from the heart. Oh, I was watching a movie yesterday. I just stumbled on it. A policeman, probably he earns so little, and in Conjura, The landlord was harassing him. The wife, school fees, things were not working. So he was depressed. And he started to think. Your plans emanate from the heart. He started to think. And along when he went out, he caught a young guy, no license, and the guy gave him some money. Initially, that first one, he refused it. But when he got back home again, the heat continued. And he started to plan again. But the second time, when they offered him money, he took it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. He says, in their hearts, humans plan their course. The plans you have. That Yahoo guy, can he? I like his car. You start to wonder. All those plans, they emanate from the heart. Then doubt. What about your doubts? Mark 11, verse 20 says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt. Are you living in doubt? All the message you've been hearing here, are you saying in your mind that, can God do this? It's been long standing, no results. Can God do this? Those doubts, they emanate from the heart. From the heart. What about hatred? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17 says, do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart. Has somebody hurt you? And it keeps hurting you? And it keeps hurting you? And then you get so bitter, slow by slow, slowly and slowly, the hate starts to grow. It starts from the heart. But also, love. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 says, love the Lord your God with all your what? Your heart. Love also emanates from the heart. What about obedience? Romans chapter 6, verse 17 said, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slave to sin, you have come to obey from your heart. Anybody that obeys, do this, Odeshe, that obedience starts from the heart. It emanates from your heart. What about violence? He says, Proverbs 24, verse 2 says, for their hearts plot violence. Your hearts plot it. On about 2 or 3 days ago, I went to buy some medications at what's the name now? Kunleara. You know, the place is a very slim road. And as I was getting out of the premises, a car was coming. So I had to reverse for the car to pass, and then I would go. And then when the car came in, there were 2 other cars that backed up. And some guy just came and said, I should move like this, I should reverse. And I said, no, let this guy go this way. The young man just started abusing me. Josie Ben, my law, if it's like my law, or there. Right there and then, I just said, I should have been a soldier. Because Kony lost scot-free. What am I saying? Violence. You plot it from your heart. It will just start small. Small. and you start to give it life. You start to give it life. You start to give it life. But Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, above all else, it says, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do begins from the heart. You see, for as long as you are living and you interact with people, deposits must be made in your heart. I will go and buy medications now. I will meet people on the road. They will talk to me. I will talk to them. So how do I guard my heart? He says, guard it. Put a gate there. Build walls. Close your eyes. Close your ears. Say, guard it. Everything emanates from the heart. I just mentioned a few here. Hatred, violence, love, obedience. Everything starts from the heart. So why are you not guarding your heart? Protect it. You should know what goes inside it. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth speaks. So what is in your heart? Is it good or evil? What are you storing? It's a storehouse. Your heart is a storehouse. But what are you storing inside that storehouse? What am I storing inside it? Is it good or is it evil? Matthew chapter 5 verse 19 says, for out of your heart comes evil thoughts. Those that are storing evil. Murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. What is in your storehouse? Your heart storehouse. What is there? Is it good or is it evil? You see, what the texture of your heart will determine the miracles that you get. You know, and I remember in March, I preached here talking about when God shows up. The problem is not God, because God has all the capacity. The problem is you and I. What is the quality of your heart? Can your heart allow God to come in? Can your heart allow that miracle to alight? It's not God. Don't blame God. Don't blame your pastor. Don't blame the government. Look at the heart. What is the texture of your heart? What is the quality of your heart? The Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So no matter how much you have prophesied on, no matter how much you have laid hands on, what is the quality of your heart? Is it good or is it evil? Good will attract good. Evil will attract evil. If your heart is wicked, how much blessings can you attract? Have a wicked heart. You rejoice in doing evil. When there's evil, you are happy. You celebrate evil. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 14 says, those who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked. See, they have no conscience. They're not remorseful. They throw parties to celebrate evil. How much miracles can a wicked heart attract? How much? Your heart is troubled. Because you are born again does not remove the fact that there will be troubles. But the Bible says, be of good cheer. Your heart is troubled. Your heart is discouraged. How much miracle can a troubled heart attract? How much? John chapter 14 verse 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be ruled by what you see. Let them be ruled by the promise of God. You are tired, yes. You are weary. You are fainting. Be of good cheer. Bible says, for I have overcome. It's natural for us to have troubled hearts. But what I'm just saying this morning is that troubled hearts won't give you the miracle that you desire. It won't. It won't. Because what you are saying with a discouraged heart is that, God, can you do it? God, do you have the capacity? 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15 to 16. The Lord said to him, no, let me read 1 Kings 19, 3 to 4. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord. He said, take my life. That's Elijah. Elijah was discouraged. He said, I've had enough. Take my life. Or destroy me. That was the beginning of the end of his sojourn. Because in 15 to 16 of that same chapter, the Lord said to him, go back the way you come and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as a prophet. He was discouraged. How much miracles can you attract with a troubled heart? What about an ungrateful heart? Romans chapter 1 verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, and their foolish hearts were darkened. I was talking to my children a few days ago. You know, woke up in the morning and I was saying, what you got to go? But they were singing that song like, life is automatic. Life is my right. Who says that? Who says it's your right? Who says? An ungrateful heart can attract miracles. Whatever God has done for you, wherever you are today, thank God for it. They were ungrateful, and the Bible says their foolish hearts were darkened. What of a heart that is unsaved? You don't know Jesus. Everything belongs to him. Everything belongs. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you don't know him. And you want to attract his miracle. You want to attract his blessings. You don't have a one-on-one relationship with God. What about the proud hearts? A proud heart. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 6 says, because you have set your heart as the heart of a god, you think you are a god, therefore I will bring strangers against you. Now Obadiah 1 verse 3 says, you who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? He says, I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Though you sound like the eagle and you make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. A proud heart. How can a proud heart attract miracle? A proud heart, God will resist you. You see, man responds to your skin. I like that person's skin. I like the woman fresh. Oh, man will respond to it. Man will respond to your clothes, your demeanor. We say, we hear it all the time, motivational speakers. The way you dress should be addressed. Have you heard it before? Right? Man responds to dressing. We want to go for an interview, we wear suit, we dress well. Man responds to your qualifications. Man will favor you when you are well qualified. But God responds to your heart, the texture of your heart, the quality of your heart. That's what God responds to. Now, let me now say that both are good. The Bible says, then you will find favor from God and from what? And from man. So look good. Be well qualified. Turn out well. Man will favor you. But favor of man is limited. Favor of man is what? It's limited. There's a limit to what man can do. That's why we need to look for the favor of God. And what God responds to is what? The quality of your heart. The texture of your heart. The Bible says, for the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance. That's man. Look at the outward appearance. You are looking good. You are looking so nice. There was a day I went to a party, and the place was blocked, and they were directing people to out of the venue. Go and park here. Go and park here. Go and park here. And all of a sudden, I just drove my vehicle there. They opened the car. They opened the gate for me. You know the car. They opened the gate for me. Man responds to outward appearance. Man will favor you when you are well packaged. The place was full, but they made a space for me. In fact, the space was right in front of the hall. Come. Man responds to it. But God does not. God responds to the heart of man. Inside of man. What is the texture of your heart? We're looking up to God for so many things. So many. We are waiting on God for so many things. And you begin to ask the question. God, I've been waiting for this long. God, won't you answer me? I want to charge us this morning. Let us look inwards. Let us start to ask ourselves the questions first. What is the texture of my heart? The heart is the gateway for the miracle. It's the gateway that the miracle will come through. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. No, let me read this one first. James chapter 4, verse 23. Says you desire, but do not have. So you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask God, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. The wrong heart. Wrong motives. The texture of your heart. The Bible says, even when you ask, you do not receive because the heart is wrong. So it's not God in this instance. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. It says, my son, my daughter, my child, give me your heart. God is, you see, because God will not take the heart from you forcefully. He says, my son, my daughter, give me your heart. Give me that your heart. When you give God your heart, what will he do with it? Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 30. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. God is not going to repair your heart. He's going to give you a brand new spiritual heart. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit inside that heart. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. That says, then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. God will do all this because you have a new heart. God will bless you because you have a new heart. Like we've said, it's a year of tangible results. And God is waiting to bless the children of God. I said, imagine when God shows up. God is ready to show up for you. But is your heart ready? Is your gate open? Can the miracle, can it access that gate? Can your heart receive the miracles of God? So this morning, it's a chat to you, it's a chat to me. My son, give me your heart. Let's rise up. Can we take this song prayerfully? Create in me a new heart, O Lord, and a new right spirit
within me.
Create in me
a new heart.
Say it prayerfully.
O Lord,
it's a gateway to your miracle.
And a new right spirit within me.
Cast me
away restore to me the joy of my salvation, and renew my spirit within me.
Heavenly Father, we've had your word this morning. The grace, the ability, the willingness, the zeal, the power to obey your word. Father, let it rest upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, I pray that you create in us a new heart. Let the miracles, let it start to pour down even on your children. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask that this week we answer unto everyone. Favor your children. Open doors of opportunity unto them. Father, give them testimonies. Lord, release joy into their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. No one will know sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, remove evil from the lives of everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor and adoration. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.